This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have our final guest for this afternoon, Neil, and we'd like to welcome Mark Wilson, who's currently, the play has just opened at Red Stitch Actors Theatre. Michael Gow's Sweet Phoebe. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Welcome to the show. And Mark, I know that, as I said to you, I know you've been in the studio before, but I think you were here for other shows, but not about yourself.
Yes.
You're like a backup performer. Now you're front and centre. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in what you're doing? And
how did I get started? I don't know. I was diagnosed pretty early by the...
I might have heard that one before.
Maybe I used that last time I was in. Yeah, so my folks kind of sent me off to theatre classes pretty early. And then it was kind of set. And after all through school, I did theatre. And then uni, I did theatre. And then studied, trained at VCA. And I just kind of haven't stopped.
And you just kept going, basically.
Yeah.
And was it just general sort of theatre? Were you doing acting?
Yeah, I started acting, and then at uni I moved into directing. Yeah, and now I write and produce and direct kind of anything.
So you do basically everything.
Yeah, I do it all. Sometimes I do it all at once, which is very silly. But this time, just directing.
And I suppose the other thing that's of interest, maybe to me, hopefully to the listeners as well, is how you sort of make, I suppose, you know, keep going in the theatre and how you make, you know, a living out of it, so, you know, or whether you have to do other things as well. And is that why you sort of become a little bit sort of, you know, try various parts of it?
Well, the joy of... Because I act and direct and dramaturg and produce, I can kind of jump from one to another. And as opposed to my friends who just direct, you know, there's only so many gigs a year. But the joy, like, for instance, in the past few months, I've acted in two plays and directed three plays. And so it's all great. Yeah.
Oh, good. And so now the show that you're in now, the show that you're doing now.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Michael Gow's Sweet Phoebe. It's the 25th anniversary production and I've directed it. And so he wrote this in 93, 94, premiered in 94 starring Kate Blanchett, would you believe it? And that was at the Sydney Theatre Company. And so we're doing the 25th anniversary production. And it's a comedy of sorts about a yuppie couple. What's that other thing? Dinks? Double income, no kids?
Yeah, yep. That's the one.
So there's a couple and they're, you know, big professionals and they end up dog sitting and their perfect lives start to unravel from the moment the dog comes into their lives.
How does Sweet Phoebe, you know, because, you know, the world has changed in the last 25 years, how does Sweet Phoebe resonate now, say, compared to, you know, 94, where we lived in a very different Australia?
Oh, a
back
very
then.
Different Australia, yeah. And I think what's really interesting is that whatever Michael Gow was thinking 25 years ago, he found some things that have really grown. And like, so you think 25 years ago, we got Paul Keating as Prime Minister, and we think of him as kind of a Labor hero, but he's also the guy who brought neoliberalism to Australia. And obviously in the past 25 years, you know, that's really exploded. So these two characters, Helen and Fraser, they're really, they're very self-focused, they're very invested in the couple, and they're really... in a deliciously comic way, they're really out to succeed, and I feel like that vibe is very much alive in terms of kind of a focus on the individual, kind of a more blinkered idea of the rest of the world. You know, they've really built an ivory tower for themselves, and I think all that stuff has only increased since 1994.
And when you were in discussions with Red Stitch, with Ella Caldwell, on sort of what was her reasonings for sort of wanting to produce the play?
Well, one of her big shifts in terms of the programming at Red Stitch is the amount of new work that she's developing and presenting. And so we talked about celebrating Australian work that had kind of become classics, you know. And so we thought that this play was a particularly good one because it's familiar in some people's minds, you know, but it hasn't really been done by a professional company essentially since the original production in Melbourne.
That's right, yeah.
So we thought this was ripe for a kind of a remount which really interrogated what the play was. And I think that really vibes well with this emphasis on new writing that Ella's brought to the company. And, you know, I think the plays that they're, the new plays that they're producing as well, I think some of them are really going to have lives, you know, 25 years into the future.
And your cast for Sweet Phoebe, you've got Olivia, who you've worked with
yes,
before.
I've worked with many times before, and also Marcus McKenzie, who I've worked with a couple of times before as well, which is really exciting. It's always great to work with familiar actors. It just means you can move really fast and go really deep, and this is the kind of play that's just built for actors. Michael Gow clearly is in love with acting and actors, because the whole thing is a gift for an actor and a gift for an audience to watch.
Yeah, well, Michael Gow was an actor himself.
That's right.
So
yeah.
It's a pity we don't sort of get to see him.
I know.
These much these days, you know. But we've got this whole canon of his work.
That's
but,
it.
So what else can you tell us about Sweet Phoebe and sort of your relationship, say, Red Stitch? Because we know Red Stitch is a very small theatre.
A very small theatre.
So you do have constraints on sort of the way you can stage.
That's right, yeah. Well, the play is so much about, it's set in their house. It's all inside their beautifully designed house. And but so much of it is about what happens outside the house. And so a big thing for us was Red Stitch famously has three doors in its space. And so we've really embraced these doors, and we've really had a lot of fun finding the comedy in the space itself, you know, and embracing the architecture.
We don't have any Neil Simon slamming of doors on the show.
Actually, we have no doors. We only have doorways.
Right. See, that's interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah, but it's been delicious to be back there. It's my second time directing there, and my first time, what is it? Yeah, and I've acted there once as well. So I've really got to know the space kind of outside and inside now. And so it's been really great to put a comedy in there.
Now, Sweet Phoebe is playing for the next month.
That's right.
It opened last night, and they're playing through to Saturday, March the 3rd.
That's it.
And tickets still available?
You bet they are.
And that's just from the Red Stitch website? Or
yeah, just from the Red Stitch website.
Okay.
Or you can call the number.
And also, Mike, obviously you got your hand in a lot of different pies and various things.
I do.
Is there any way that our listeners can, I suppose, keep a track of your career, see what you got next? Or do you have any social media that you
No, you can.
So it's just you might just have to keep.
I'll just keep coming back on the show.
Every time you do something.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Luddite, I'm afraid.
That's all right. There's a few of us around.
Good.
So the show is called Sweet Phoebe at Red Stitch Theatre, and that's on from the 3rd of February to the 3rd of March.
That's it.
All right, no problems. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.